The Girl on the Cliff by Lucinda Riley, read by Jessica Regan. To look at the family tree mentioned by Aurora, please download the accompanying PDF that will be available in your audiobook library. Aurora. I am I, and I will tell you a story. These words are the most difficult for any writer, so I'm told. Put another way, how one begins. I have plagiarized my younger brother's first attempt at storytelling. His opening line has always stuck with me for its simplicity. So, I have begun. I must warn you that I'm not a professional at this. In fact, I can't remember when I last put pen to paper. I've always spoken with my body, you see. As I can no longer do that, I've decided to talk with my mind. I'm not writing this with any intention of presenting it for publication. I'm afraid it's more selfish than that. I am at the stage of my life everyone dreads, that of filling my days with the past, because there is little future left. It is something to do. And I think that my story, the story of me and my family, which began almost 100 years before I was born, is an interesting one. I know everyone thinks that about their story too, and it's true. Every human being has a fascinating existence, with a big cast of good and evil characters in each. And almost always, somewhere along the way, magic. I am named after a princess in a famous fairy tale. Perhaps that's the reason I've always believed in magic. And as I've grown older, I've realized that a fairy tale is an allegory for the great dance of life we all undertake from the moment we are born. And there is no escape until the day we die. So, dear listener, I can speak to you as such because I must presume that my story has found an audience if you are one. Let me tell you mine. As many of the characters died long before I was born, I will do my best to use my imagination to bring them to life. And as I sit here mulling over the story I will tell you, which was handed down to me by 2 generations, there is one overriding theme. It is, of course, love, and the choices we all make because of it. Many of you will immediately think I refer to love between a man and a woman, and yes, there is plenty of that. But there are other precious forms which are equally powerful. That of a parent's love for a child, for example. There is also the obsessive, destructive kind, which wreaks havoc. The other theme in this story is the vast amount of tea people seem to drink, but I digress. Forgive me, it is what people who feel old do, so I shall get on with it. I will guide you through and interrupt when I feel it is necessary, to explain something in further detail, for the story is complex. I think I will begin, to complicate things further, somewhere towards the end of my tale, when I was a motherless child of 8 years old, on a cliff top overlooking Dunwoody Bay, my favourite place in the world. Once upon a time. Chapter 1. Dunwoody Bay, West Cork, Ireland. The small figure was standing perilously close to the edge of the cliff. Her luxuriant long red hair had been caught by the strong breeze and was flying out behind her. A thin white cotton dress reached to her ankles and exposed her small bare feet. Her arms were held taut, palms facing out towards the foaming mass of grey sea beneath her, her pale face looking upwards, as if she were offering herself as a sacrifice to the elements. Grawny Orion stood watching her, hypnotized by the wraith-like vision. Her senses were too jumbled to tell her whether what she was seeing before her was real or imagined. She closed her eyes for a split second, then reopened them and saw that the figure was still there. With the appropriate messages sent to her brain, she took a couple of tentative steps forward. As she drew nearer, Grawny realized the figure was no more than a child, that the white cotton she was wearing was a nightdress. Grawny could see the black storm clouds hovering out over the sea and the first saltwater droplets of impending rain